This is very damning for Trump.
There's criminal liability here for the president on the horizon with these claims.
Well,
is that true? A lot of laughter.
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, former New York City mayor.
I've been sitting here looking in the federal code trying to find collusion as a crime.
It's not.
Collusion is not a crime.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Monday, July 30th, 2018. Welcome to Day 557. Rudy Giuliani told Fox and Friends that he doesn't think collusion is a crime.
Collusion is not a crime. Everything that's been released so far shows the president to be absolutely innocent. He didn't do anything wrong. The last two tapes are evidence in his favor. I mean, he wants to do a transaction by check, wants to do it as a corporate transaction, perfectly legal. Second one, he describes in great detail the Stormy Daniels deal to Cuomo, and he says the president didn't know about it. The president didn't lay out the money. I paid for it myself. It wasn't a campaign contribution. Now, Cuomo didn't know he was being recorded, which is pretty outrageous. In fact, he went so far as to hide his cell phone and pretend he wasn't recording it. And then Lonnie Davis goes on and says, Cohen never intended to deceive. Now, if I tell you I'm not recording and I record, haven't I intended to deceive? And in fact, deceive? That may be a punishable offense for all those morons out there.
He also said that he's been, quote, looking in the federal code trying to find collusion as a crime, end quote, but he couldn't find it. Giuliani asserted that the hacking is the crime. The president didn't hack. He didn't pay them for hacking. Giuliani suggested that Trump would have had to pay for Russia to interfere on his behalf. Trump has argued for more than a year that there was no collusion, not that collusion wasn't a crime. On Sunday, Trump tweeted that there is no collusion and that the witch hunt is an illegal scam. Trump also claimed that Robert Mueller's investigation has multiple conflicts of interest, including a very nasty and contentious business relationship between the two men. Giuliani said the dispute remains unresolved even to this day, but refused to detail the alleged conflict. Last year, White House advisors said Mueller had a dispute over membership fees at Trump National Golf Club in Northern Virginia back in 2011. Trump tried to fire Mueller in June 2017 over alleged conflicts of interest. Trump also accused journalists of being driven insane by their Trump derangement syndrome and suggested that they are endangering American lives by revealing, quote, internal deliberations of our government, end quote. He charged that journalists were very unpatriotic for their negative media coverage of his administration. In a tweet storm, Trump singled out the New York Times and the Washington Post after A.G. Sulzberger, the publisher of the Times, released a statement about an off-the-record meeting between the two. Sulzberger disclosed the details of the meeting only after Trump put the meeting on the record when he tweeted about his, quote, very good and interesting meeting with Sulzberger. Trump claimed the two discussed the vast amounts of fake news being put out by the media and how that fake news has morphed into the phrase enemy of the people, sad. Meanwhile, Trump threatened to shut down the federal government if Democrats don't agree to sweeping changes to U.S. immigration laws and appropriate more public money to build his proposed border wall. Quote, I would be willing to shut down government if the Democrats do not give us the votes for border security, which includes the wall, end quote. Trump tweeted on Sunday, quote, must get rid of lottery, catch and release, etc., and finally go to system of immigration based on merit. We need great people coming into our country, end quote. Trump faced immediate words of caution from top Republican lawmakers, including from the head of the National Republican Congressional Committee and the chairman of the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. The government has been secretly monitoring U.S. citizens when they fly since at least 2010 as part of a secret TSA program called Quiet Skies. The program targets travelers who are not under investigation by any agency and are not in the terrorist screening database. But all U.S. citizens who enter the country are automatically screened for potential inclusion in the program. 2. A federal judge ordered the Trump administration to provide detailed information about the location of missing parents the government deemed ineligible for reunification by Wednesday. 3. A group of 36 people representing all 5 of the Muslim-majority countries affected by the current travel ban are suing the Trump administration. It's the first lawsuit since the ban was upheld by the Supreme Court in June. 4. Brett Kavanaugh sided with Trump Entertainment Resorts in a 2012 case, which stopped a unionization drive at one of its casinos. 5. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said she hopes to stay on the Supreme Court until the age of 90, or at least about 5 more years. 6. Jeff Sessions announced that the Department of Justice is creating a religious liberty task force to ensure all Justice Department components are upholding Trump's executive order to respect and protect religious liberty and political speech. And 7. Trump's golf resort in Scotland partially destroyed protected sand dunes. Scottish Natural Heritage acknowledged that serious damage has been done to the site, which has special scientific interest. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.
Collusion is not a crime. Everything that's been released so far shows the president to be absolutely innocent. He didn't do anything wrong.